Welcome to another episode of the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Britt. A fresh take on sports by two guys who think they're right even when they're wrong, which is a lot. Sports, movies, music, and, well, other stuff. So sit back, relax, turn it up, and join the journey into the unknown and maybe have a laugh or two. Here's your hosts, Brandon Lowe and Ryan Britt.
Hey, hey, we're in here. It's Friday. Friday before July 4th weekend. We're heading
into it. Get you a Susie biscuit.
Nice.
Not this week, we're not. You guys should know both of
you. I'm trying my best.
You both look famished. Like you got a big lead on me. I'd take a day off if I were both of you,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, that's Ron Woodruff from Dallas Buyers Club over there sitting there. That's Ryan. He hasn't been here for...
A couple shows.
I feel like if you miss... From my personal experience, if you miss a show or two, it feels like you've been gone for 2 months.
I know, yeah.
Ryan, good to see you, man.
Yeah, dude. Good to be back. Was enjoying that dance party. I think I burned a few calories while the intro was on there.
Yeah, I feel like I'm...
some air bass.
Yeah, it's like the David Letterman show
like
over here.
I almost wanted you to just come out and be like, yeah, it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, it's cool. How's everybody doing, man?
Good.
Still doing good with the diet?
Doing wonderful.
Yeah,
I don't know why you guys just don't give up.
The diet, it comes in and out. The exercise never does. I haven't taken an off day from exercise since we started this thing.
Yeah, the cardio for me is kind of going by the wayside. But yeah.
How come?
I don't know. I just haven't been walking lately. So
I've come under the 10,000 step threshold once since we started, and it was like 8, 9 or 9.
Yeah. Nice.
But I do have an injury now that I was telling Jack about.
What are you talking about?
I was trying to get some firewood out, and apparently under a piece of firewood is where a group of yellow jackets decided to inhabit.
Whoa. You got stung up?
I got three of them in the top of the ankle. It looks like I have a baseball on top of my foot right now. It hurts pretty bad.
Let me see it.
He's injured.
Show it to us.
Still did it. I still went out yesterday. See all that right there?
Oh, yeah. It sting you up all the way up your leg and everything?
It was like three right across here. But it basically, like, it. Now I'm into the itching point where I just want to, like, take it and just rip all the skin off there,
yeah.
Yeah, but I persevered yesterday. I turned out, like, 16,000 steps yesterday, so.
Wow.
It'll be okay. No pain, no gain.
Was that golfing?
No, I was walking.
Really? You just walk up and down the banks of the river?
Yeah, so I usually didn't this morning because I had a story to write this morning. Usually I would get up in the morning and do it first thing, and then that way, like, the steps you accrue throughout your normal day just to add on top.
Yeah.
Jack and I were both at State yesterday watching some good hoops, which I'm sure we'll talk about here later. But
sure.
I walked a bunch down there just trying to find coaches up and down to the auxiliary gym and back. I mean, you should go two flights of stairs just to get up there. And I thought, well, hell, I'll just make like 10 or 15 trips up and down, and there's a whole other workout in itself.
Yeah, yeah, so. It's awesome. Jack, are you still running with your 20-pound sack?
I am.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Diesel.
I've got to have some recovery days. So recovery days are Tuesdays and Thursdays for me.
Yeah, I had steak the other day. So. That was good.
Steak's not bad.
No.
I got one in the fridge waiting on me
right
now.
Yeah, you can do steak.
There's no carbs. It's good protein.
I had Rio the other day. Took a day off there.
Yeah.
But I did grilled chicken tacos.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get your protein. I mean, I've eaten a lot of salmon and a lot of chicken.
I did eat trout.
And veggies.
I ate trout and mashed cauliflower last night, though.
Nice.
Yeah. My wife makes mashed cauliflower all the time.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good? Yeah.
Especially if you got, I tell you what, it's really good. If you got like a pot roast with like gravy around it or whatever, you pour it on top of that, you can't really tell the difference. But to eat it plain, it's probably not as good as mashed potatoes. No.
Have you guys done cauliflower pizza crust before?
I haven't.
I think I've tried it.
I've had it.
Where, but
it's not bad.
No.
It's not a major difference. I mean, you can taste it, but it's
not. You can
do
it with like shredded baked chicken now. They make pizza crust.
Yeah, we did. My wife and I have done that.
Yeah.
You just take even like canned chicken and you can just
like
pat it down.
And
yeah, and put egg in it and then you just bake it.
I'll just walk an extra mile.
I mean, it's good.
The other day I got into some B-Dubs wings, which wings are okay too. I mean, if you're trying to just,
I'm going tonight.
Watching carbs.
I'm going tonight. I haven't even eaten today.
But the problem was they were way too hot, and I knew I was going to be in trouble the next day, so I had to eat like a cheese sandwich.
I already know. I had too much caffeine. I'm sensitive to caffeine. Look, I haven't eaten today, so I'm just, I got the shakes.
You know, the good thing is I've been starting off every morning good. I either have one of those shakes I told you about or some yogurt and fruit, something like that to kickstart it. I think that's important, and that's been good. So
yeah. Well, I think we've all done pretty well. I mean,
yeah,
we're all thinner.
Yeah, so. I've lost several pounds.
I have no idea how much I've lost.
I was telling the wife, I was like, you know,
I heard you, by the way. I really don't have a scale.
Oh, yeah.
You can come listening to my house and search it. I don't have one.
I was just giving crap. But, no, I told my wife, I was like, you know you're fat when you've lost pounds, but when you walk by a mirror, you're like, I don't see a difference. That's how fat you
take some while.
Well, it's hard for you to see it, too, because you see your body every day.
Because I walk by, our building has a bunch of windows, and every day I look at it, and I'm like, I don't see a difference, but it's, I mean, I see it on the scale. So. Well,
Brandon, you burned a few calories last night on the keyboard. My guy was pissed about UCLA and USC yesterday.
Really?
Just heated. Well, yeah, I tweeted twice from our thing. I had to delete it down, but...
So I see that the alcohol consumption hasn't waned off.
No, that wasn't anything with alcohol at all.
That's usually when you have to delete tweets. It's when you tweet when you're drunk and you forgot.
No, I deleted them afterwards. I'm getting better.
You weren't drinking at all last night?
I had maybe four or five.
Beers?
It was a mix between low calorie or low carb. I think it was White Claw or something I was drinking. I can't remember. And a Miller Lite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm drinking. I haven't had an IPA since we started this.
Me either.
You don't drink them.
I know, but I saw you going off on social media last night. What's got you so heated, man? It's just the next step. It's inevitable.
I know. Gene Smith, the AD of Ohio State, recently came out. I don't know if you saw that. And they said they didn't do it in response to the SEC having the 16 team. Yes, they did.
For 100%.
Stop lying.
Did. Yeah, they did.
This is a money race. Yes, it's like you said, arms race. USC and UCLA should not be in the Big Ten, but you know, you can make the argument, I guess, for people could say, well, West Virginia shouldn't be in the Big 12. But at least West Virginia, though, is right there, at least close enough. I mean, it blew my mind.
Like USC.
But how's that going to help you as USC and UCLA other than just making money? How are you going to compete?
Like, they don't care. That's all that matters.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, Pac-12 is a terrible conference. Let's just, the way they handle things, their TV deal is just almost as bad as Conference USA's TV deal compared to the other Power Five conferences.
Okay, all right.
Compared to the other Power Five. Wait.
I watched a lot of Pac-12 football last year. I can at least find it.
I'm saying it's the worst deal out of Power Five conferences outside of ACC's got like a $15 million deal with ESPN or whatever.
Okay, that's fair.
So, you know, I get it. It's all about money, but it just pisses me off. And I think I speak for everybody where I said it's a crock.
Nobody wants it, but
it's just terrible. I mean,
I don't know. It's not any more terrible than Oklahoma and Texas. The SEC.
That too. Right. That was terrible too. It's the same thing. I wasn't happy about that either. Not just because, you know, we have this tie into the Big 12, but
it's terrible depending on who you are. Like if you're a USC fan, today's pretty good.
If I'm Lincoln Riley, I'm pissed.
Why?
You could have dominated in the Pac-12. Now you're going to go to the Big Ten? Good luck.
That dude has an airplane.
Yeah, good luck.
He doesn't give a damn. Like, and then if you look at it, they're going to
have If you're a head coach of a program, you should give a damn. You should care about winning the competition. You're the most competitive person I know. Would you sit there and, I got an airplane, so I'll just go lose at Ohio State every year? Or
I've never had an airplane. I can't answer that. But he's still.
I've been in an airplane.
I don't know, dude. Just whatever.
The problem, but I mean, he's still. Who says that he can't win the Big Ten? I mean, he's going to kill. Look at their
recruiting. The advantage is with the Big Ten schools, though. Like, it is. Oh, I get to go play at USC, sunny USC.
You don't think USC is going to be better now?
They will, but I don't see them.
Look at the transfers. Look at the recruiting classes.
I think they'll have trouble when they have to come to Piscataway.
And you can also look at it like this. California is the most populated state in the country, and now there's only two schools in that state that may be a legitimate Power Five team in 10 years.
So you legitimately think USC is just going to come into the Big Ten and push Ohio State out of the way?
I did not say that. I said they would win in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they can. There's a lot of wins.
Ohio
there.
State's always going to be Ohio State, but that's one team. Michigan had its first good year in 10 years last year.
Okay, let's take USC out of it. What the hell is UCLA gaining out of this? Basketball?
Money. It's about money. They're making money by this.
I got it, man.
And they're prestigious.
Still doesn't make me not pissed off about it.
I mean,
do we get a UCLA at Ohio State and Bill Walton?
I mean, that would
commentating.
Yeah, I like that.
That would be great, right? I mean,
do we see Bill Walton riding a 10-speed around Columbus in a
probably,
leotard?
Yeah.
The thing is,
I'm all for that.
I wrote a column yesterday, and obviously it's just my opinion, and I don't have any kind of insight or anything. But, you know, for so long people have been like, man, we're going to have 4 super conferences. No, we're not. We're going to have 2. It's 2. All we are is an SEC call to Clemson away from this being 2 leagues.
Yeah, I know.
If Clemson decided tomorrow, hey, we're going to the SEC and we're going to bring either Miami or Florida State with us,
it's over.
The ACC's gone.
It's over.
The Big 12's gone, and the Pac-12's gone.
The Big 12's in trouble. Pac-12's done. I mean, yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, that's
I mean, the SEC and the Big 10 are in the driver's seat right now.
And by the Notre Dame's going to end up in the Big 10, too.
Absolutely. I mean, Gene Smith even said that.
Yeah, it's coming. It's just inevitable, man. Except... You know?
No, no. I just saw that, and I was just like, Jesus.
And somebody brought up a point to me the other day. They're like, you know, West Virginia's not winning national titles anyway. Like, what if they got to go to, like, a watered-down ACC, play all the old teams again, and, like, the winner of the league goes to the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's good for the fans. It's
good for my travel.
Yeah.
Keep me out of an airplane. I'm down to drive to all the games. Let's go.
I wasn't really necessarily, like, super heated. It's just, I thought it was just ridiculous.
Well, and W fans were jumping off a ledge yesterday, and I'm like, guys, can you all slow down? You're on step 36. This is step 4.
Yeah.
We're a long way from USC and UCLA to the Big Ten affecting W. Nobody has any idea how this is going to shake out, so why the hell are you worried today?
They're not going to the Big Ten ever.
Who?
WVU.
No, I know.
Yeah. I hate W fans. They're like, well, let's go and mess with our steps. Potentially, and the fans that are staying Big Ten, I know they're all about ACC too, and I'm fine with that. If West Virginia does end up in the ACC, regionally, it makes sense. But
Big 12 has 12 teams locked in, or, well, I guess they, what now? Is it 12 now? Yeah, counting the 4 they lost. Yeah. Sorry, all those numbers. They actually have 12 now, yeah, right?
It's back to 12.
How about that? The Big 12 with 12. All right.
And then those couple teams, the 3 of them,
you're talking about
one joining. Early.
Texas and Oklahoma.
Right. Yes. Once they leave and the 4 new ones come in.
Right.
Like yeah.
That's a legitimate league. It's good. It's not the SEC or the Big Ten. It's good.
Yeah.
I think everyone's
locked
in there.
You've got the largest university in the nation, Central Florida.
Right.
Well, here's what's going to happen, too. Since the playoff committee is so – and we've talked about that over and over. Regardless of keeping your Power 5 status once Oklahoma and Texas leaves, the importance of that is being able to get still revenue because you're getting those Power 6 bowls and all that stuff. But we're not going to see a team in a playoff, right? Unless they go undefeated and things happen.
I think we eventually what happens is like the SEC and the Big Ten just say the hell with it and they go to like 25 apiece.
Right. And just take this eat up the
and
other conferences.
Like if you imagine the NFL, how
exactly.
There's like the American
two,
or the AFC and the NFC.
Yep.
And then what they'll break it in divisions. And it really, you know, I never thought about, I've rallied against SEC bias for so long. I never thought about the solution to it being them just adding everybody.
Sure, just eat up grab whoever you want.
So then that way, I mean, honestly, if they did that and they went to like 50 teams between the two of them and they had like a certain amount of divisions and then they actually formed a legitimate 8-team playoff ever who won the divisions, sign me up. I'm in.
Yeah.
It's way better than this.
Well, you can sign me up for any more football.
Yeah.
Maybe if I get more games out of it and you get more competition, more, I'm for
that
it.
That playoff system sounds way more
absolutely
legit than what we have now. So
yeah.
Maybe it ends up being a good thing. I don't know. I just can't do the doomsday stuff anymore, man. It's too taxing. I've got working out to do.
I got weight loss.
Yeah.
Well, we got a new positive Ryan over here.
Well, you know me. I'm forever the optimist.
All right, we got to take a break because today we have Sal Charleston, head football coach Carl Lee, legend Carl Lee, all pro Carl Lee, is going to join us for the scoop and score segment, and we're going to catch up with him. First year as the head man over there in Sal Charleston.
Yep.
So let's take a quick break. We're back with Carl Lee here on the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Britt. All right, welcome back to the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Britt here at HD Media Sports and Video Productions. I'm Brandon Lowe. Next to me, Ryan Britt. Across from me, the beautiful Jack Withrow. I didn't get to do that, Jack, in the beginning.
I'll forgive you.
It's getting more and more beautiful as this tie continues. All right, well, let's bring in the All-Pro, most importantly, the head football coach of South Charleston, Carl Lee. Carl, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I would say that if you say most importantly head coach of South Charleston, I'm sure there's some people out there that do not think that's the most important thing. Specifically because it may be me.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, we're here to talk about your program and most, you know, as I'm going to say, most importantly, you being the head coach and a lot of things going on here in the Kanawha Valley. A lot of new coaches across the board, a couple of places, and you're one of them, and that's the school you played your high school football at. Kind of go through how this whole thing happened. How did you become the head man up there?
And it was really kind of an odd thing. I was on my radio show, and Dave Weekly had asked me if I was in, you know, we were talking about, you know, the job being up, and he said, would you be interested in taking the job? And I said, absolutely not. And then unbeknownst to me, Woody Wood, on his show, he made a comment saying that he thought that I would be, you know, a perfect fit for South Charleston High School football. And then, and this is all like consecutively, and then I a little bit later, a guy by the name of Roger Wright, who works for the city of South Charleston, he calls me and he starts talking to me about, you know, they need some discipline. You ought to go up there, da 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 da, and all that. And then from there, just a number of people inside of the city that are important people to me and I have respect for. They just, you know, kind of got to a place where, okay, you know, I'll do it. And you know, I went and took my test, and now here we are.
Yeah.
How's it been so far, Carl? I know your 3 weeks is still in a couple weeks. Have you been able to do anything with the team? I know the 7-on-7 was last week, right?
Yeah, we did the 7-on-7 and we had been doing some stuff on our flex days. We you know, so our first 7-on-7, you know, well, we had a blow up kind of right prior to our first 7-on-7. Where a couple kids lost. We lost a coach, a couple kids left, and we went into emergency mode of, okay, now the kids that left were receivers, had speed and all that kind of stuff. So now we're like, okay, now what do we do? So we started finagling around with the formations and stuff on the offensive side. And when we got into the 7-on-7, I was really kind of shocked because we had kids who had just learned their position. You know, they're just learning linebacker. They're just learning, even though they were a backer, they had not had a chance to actually be on the field. And so for them to be out there all of a sudden, it was something kind of new to them. Same with receivers and all of that. So I was happy that they did everything that they were supposed to do. You know, we didn't win. We weren't really even close, but we didn't get like just murdered. And then when we got into, we went to West Virginia State. We went to their 7-on-7. We played well against a lot of teams. We, you know, and with the changed offense a little bit, we did quite a bit better. So what I'm excited about are these kids are interested in learning, because it's like anything else. If you've been there for a while and you've not really learned anything, no one's really giving you any information. For the first time, you're getting information and you're taking it out on the field and getting a chance to apply it. And after each one of the 7-on-7s, you know, I let the parents know, hey, I'm proud of these guys. I'm proud to be the guy that's going to go into battle with them. They're going to be young, but it's clear to me that they're going to play and they're going to play hard.
Carl, it probably, I'm an old man. We're all old men here and old school football. And, you know, you mentioned kids leaving the program. You see kids do it all the time, especially now and especially at college. Why do you think that happens more as far as, and especially a guy like you trying to adjust and be a first year head coach, why do you think kids bounce around as much as they do nowadays?
Well, and I'm the youth director for the City of South Trust, and so youth football is kind of where, you know, after state I came to the city, and I firsthand what you see is you see dads hanging on the fence, you know, telling their kids to do this, having no idea of what the coach is telling them to do. You know, if I'm telling the safety to do this and the dad's yelling at him to do that, and they're not in the same place, the kid's going to likely do what the dad does. And I think what's happened is if that youth football team doesn't win, I want to take my kid to the place that's going to win. And that seems normal to the dad or to the uncle or to the mom or whatever. And then that happens as soon as you get to the middle school. The first thing you think about, oh, this middle school's not really doing good in the sport that my kid plays, I'm going to take him somewhere else. Yeah. Well, then when you hit the high school, you know, most kids think about coming back and reuniting with their friends, getting reunited with their friends. What will happen, though, is the parents are so used to it, or that parent is so used to wanting their kid in the best situation. It doesn't matter what the coach is. It doesn't matter what my resume is. They don't, you know, they don't particularly care for me. If they've dealt with me in youth football, they don't want to deal with me again. So, you know, I mean, and it's just funny. While it has some fingertips into personal, the most part of it is trying to find the right situation for my kid. I don't know in sports what is the right situation. If I'm the best kid on my team, we might be losing, but I'm the guy. I don't know if that's a bad situation. I mean, you know, if team's not winning, but I'm standing out. I mean, I won 8 games or so in Marshall in 4 years. It didn't bother me at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't hurt my progress at all. It didn't stop scouts from coming. It didn't, you know. And I just think we've lost the what you're supposed to be getting is the lessons. The benefits are the playing. The benefit is the scholarship. The benefit is playing on Sunday. But what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to learn, be on time, work as a team, be able to be criticized, be able to enjoy success and still stay humble. All of those kind of things, unfortunately, the kids don't know any different. You know, some of the kids who there are kids playing somewhere only because the dad or an uncle or a mom or somebody wants them to play there. Because mm-hmm. kid doesn't really get to have the say. And I think the problem is we've got too many people putting their hands on the talented athletes because there's some form of, I don't know, maybe you get credit for being part of your kid's success. You know, like my dad never said a thing. He's sitting in the stands, never said anything, never would ever think to say anything to a coach. Any conversation we had at the kitchen table the day after, the morning after a game, that was our conversation. It had nothing to do with the coach. The coach was always right. That theory, that mindset, that is gone.
Yeah, sure. You know, you obviously some new personnel, a new coach, and I know with your 3-week starts just around the corner here, and then you go straight into the season. You know, what can we expect this team to look like in terms of X's and O's, and you know, what are your top priorities when you get into practices here?
I want us to one of the things that I was texting back and forth with one of my coaches this morning, and we were talking about install and how we would install it. And one of the things I'm a big component of everybody knowing everything, you know, like there's no such thing as an X receiver who doesn't know Y or, you know, for all intents and purposes, tight ends. You know, you got to know what everybody's doing so that you have an idea of why we're doing it. That's just becoming football smart. And I think what's happened is, you know, in football, we tell you what to do. You just do what you do. You know, I want receivers to know what the coverages are. I want the quarterback to know what the coverages are. So we understand exactly why I'm running this route, where I'm running it to, why it should look like this, because I want them to be football savvy. It's hard to make someone physical. You know, you're either physical or you're not. If you're not physical, then you've got to be super smart. If you're physical and smart and fast and strong, you're a player. We've got to try to find out who those guys are as soon as we possibly can. But I think what I want us to look like is I want us to look sound, and I want us to look aggressive. I want us to get on and in and out of the huddle. I want us to focus on ourselves and not get into, we don't need to taunt anybody. We don't need to, I don't mind excitement. I don't mind, you know, spontaneous excitement. I think that's normal. I'm not looking for a dance. I'm not looking for any of that kind of stuff. You know, and if we're not winning the game and you're dancing, there's a problem. So I'm old school enough that, man. I mean, come on, you make a play and you're dancing. That's all about you, because we're losing. The scoreboard's telling me we're losing.
Yeah.
I'm happy about the touchdown, but it's not getting us back into the league. So I just think that I want us to, which this may sound old, really old. I want us to be a good piece of South Charleston High School. I want us to represent our high school in a way that we can be proud of when we walk off the field. That has nothing to do with the scoreboard. It has everything to do with us.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to have some fun with you here.
Okay.
We've been doing this. We've talked some football, and then we do a 12-pack questions. Where we don't talk about football. We just kind of throw some random questions at you and see what your answer is. Yeah, some of it's football.
I was going to say, I had a football question. Right,
some of it's football. A lot of it's just a little fun. So are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, there's three of us. Each of us will throw four questions at you, equaling the 12-pack of questions. I'm going to start with a Wade special. The one he asked when he was on here the last episode. Are you a believer in Mothman or Bigfoot? Which one would you lead? Are you Mothman or Bigfoot? Which one are you going with?
I'd go with Bigfoot.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, Jack and I are believers here, and so we're very excited about that. How about a brawl if they fought each other? Which one do you think would win that fight?
He's got to go with Bigfoot on that.
I got to go with Bigfoot again on that one.
Yeah, I think so too. Choke slam or something like that. Yeah. Mothman.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Mine's going to have a little bit to do with football. I'm just going to take you back to the year like 1996, 95. The Carl Lee football camp with Sterling Sharp at West Virginia State University, where a young, chubby 10-year-old Ryan Pritt waddled in with his parents.
Paid for torture
and me having no idea what that was going to be about. I just want you to give me an estimate number of the number of up downs you and Sterling Sharp issued out over the course of a week there.
Well, I'm going to blame him because he's not on the call and he's not here.
Ryan brings
that
up.
So I will blame him on that. I would probably make the case that there were probably somewhere between 50 and 100.
Yeah. My mom sends me down there. She's like, you'll get to hang out with two NFL players and they're going to autograph your card, not knowing I had a week of boot camp coming before.
It's awesome.
All right, Coach. I know you've been around because you say old school a lot, so you've been around football a long time. Game day superstition, either as a head coach when you're at State or as a player, what game day superstition do you have?
Oddly enough, I don't have one, or I don't recognize one as a coach. as a player, I would never put my helmet on before like when, so I get dressed and getting ready to head out. I would never put my helmet on until I prayed.
Yeah. Okay.
I felt like once you like I needed to pray before I got my armor on.
Yeah.
And I would never do that. And then coming off, I would always try to say a prayer before I took it off, especially if I was walking off because I was healthy.
Nice.
Yep.
I like that. Mm-hmm. It's like going into battle, right? Yep. Right before you go to battle.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I like this one. I keep asking coaches. Movie or show that you cry to that you wouldn't publicly admit to until right now.
All right. So a movie that I cried.
Sob crying. I want sadness.
Oh, gosh.
It could be happy not tears. A happy. Well, yeah, I'll give you happy tears.
Yeah.
Gosh. There's got to be like a sports movie or something that really.
Well, you know what's funny? Oddly enough, I don't particularly like football movies.
Oh, okay.
I'll say Brian's Song.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
That to me was not really a football movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. I ask everyone this one. Your Desert Island album. You could take one record to a deserted island and you have to listen to that record for the rest of your life. What is it?
I hope it's something from the 70s.
I'm probably going to go. I got to go further back. I would take anything that Sam Cooke had anywhere at any time.
Ooh, that was a bad dude. Yeah.
That's good atmosphere music on an island, too.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's a good answer. I like
that's
that.
Classy, Coach.
Yeah, that's classy.
Well, people don't see me that way, but I'm
nah. All right, Jack.
All right, Coach. What do you put on your perfect hot dog?
Chili slaw mustard.
There we go.
That's good.
Yeah, we got a poll on our Twitter going right now.
That's a West Virginia right there.
about slaw, and it was at 50-50 right now.
Really?
When I came in here today, yeah.
Well, we're well below the slaw line here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm thinking you're probably going to go Sam Cooke here, but what would a theme song be for your life? If you were on television or a movie and your life came on the screen, what would your theme song be?
I'm trying to think.
We make these coaches think here on this show. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you got me really thinking. I'm going blank. Can I give an artist?
Sure. Yeah.
And again, I would probably say something, whether it be Sam Cooke or something from that era.
Era. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. For sure. That's good. Man, I had one and I just forgot. I'm so old, stuff comes and goes, and I don't even remember what it was. Hey, here's one. What's the best book you've ever read?
Unfortunately, I'm truly not a reader, but I will say this. My readings of the Bible has been probably the better learnings.
Absolutely.
There we go. All right, Jack.
All right, Coach. Do you wear Crocs?
No, I do not.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. I actually think that's the right answer, too. I don't have any of those either.
Would not bear by a pair.
You just disappointed Jack Weather a lot there, though. But the rest of us in a room are with you. Yeah.
All right, last question across the board for us here.
Three more.
Yeah. What? Yeah, three more. Yeah, total. Yeah. All right. We're currently on a diet. So we're all starving over here. That's probably why Ryan's brain shut off halfway through that question. I know you keep in shape, but when you're on a diet, you know, when you're dieting, you're going hardcore with a diet. What's one food that makes you want to cheat on your diet the most?
Well, I'll give you guys a tip here.
Okay.
The best diet that I've ever heard of or seen that I think is called Lose It. Because what Lose It is that you pick the calories how many calories you want to lose in a week or I think it's in a week. And so you can eat anything that you want. So I've literally been on that diet with people, you know, and if I get 3 or if I get 5 pounds up, I'll say I'll do Lose It. And because why? Because I don't want to lose chocolate. I love cookies. I love chocolate.
That's a good
and
diet.
So, yeah. So that diet, all that diet does is, so if you eat a cookie, it's going to probably kill most of your calories, but I'll make that sacrifice for that chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. I think we've all kind of talked about that before we, or no, when we came in the show, we're like, you know, there's a couple times we've been sneaking in some food, but you know, you kill those calories later on with some cardio.
I've just been telling them that. I haven't snuck in anything.
You get to burn calories off. So if you burn some off, there's room for that chocolate chip. Yeah, that Snickers bar, you got a chance to get it.
Here's a football one to end it. You obviously play football at every level. Who was the toughest player you ever lined up across for the course of a game?
Walter Payton probably, and I'll say that going against him, I would probably say him going against him. He just loved the physicality of it, and you just looked at him and you talk to him, and he sounds like, you know, this super soft kind of guy. And then you get on the field with him, he's like, you know, he's like the guy walking around with a hammer on his shoulder, you know, and you know, you look at him and, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even want him to come anywhere close to me. and then a guy that I played with, I probably say John Randall. As silly and crazy as he is, he was just a super physical kind of guy and had fun with it. Like, he didn't even think about the physical side of it. He was just having fun, and he just was that guy.
Yeah, he had some of the greatest reactions.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy because, like, he didn't think about how physical he was. He was having fun and all that. And then Peyton was just the guy that just was just naturally physical and loved it, you know. And so so those would be my two guys.
There you go. All right, Jack, take us home here.
All right, last question, Carl. You and I both went to South Charles, and you're a lot older than I am.
Not too
thank
much
you.
Yeah, wait, throw that out
come
there.
Come on, dude.
Don't do that to our
guests. Jack's got a newspaper article from 1847.
So I'm never coming back again on this show.
Right? At least he saved it for last, I guess.
But anyway.
Jack played at South Charles, and there was one writer that got that medal when they first started it.
You and I both grew up and played a lot of football games at Old Oaks Field. What is your best memory about Oaks Field?
Good one. Nice. That's a good question.
And then I'll tell you mine.
We were playing DuPont High School, number one team in the state, first game, and we're in Oaks, and it's packed. It's like the wall is full, the bleachers are full, the visitor side has got people standing over on it, and we're playing DuPont High School, and we end up winning that football game, and it was like that whole stadium was like crazy. Like that particular game, my senior season, was like, they had Eddie Saunders, they had Denny Ballard, the big tight end who went to Pitt, I think, Tommy Spurlock. I mean, they were loaded, and we beat them, and that was like the greatest moment, I think, for sure, that I had it lately, or at Oaks Field.
Yeah. I mean, Oaks Field had a lot of memories. And, you know,
the
new field up at the high school is great, and I love it up there. Sort of wish we had it.
Should have left it at natural grass.
Yeah.
But I'd love to recreate that wall around that new field up there if I ever came in a lot of money. But anyway, my greatest memories of Oaks Field growing up wasn't even actually on the football field. It was as a kid during every football game, we would go down to the far end in that grassy area, and somebody would have a ball, and we would play the best football game ever in that little grassy area down in the corner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
You should do the same thing at Nitro.
Yep.
Only Nitro, we sucked.
Yeah.
Of course, growing up as a kid, I was watching Robert Alexander and Carl Lee and those guys.
Sure.
So
I got to see Randy Moss and J.R. House.
Yeah, J.R. House.
That's
all
right.
Yeah.
That's not a bad crew either.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No. So. Well, Carl, appreciate your time. Have some fun there with the kids in July, getting to work, and we look forward to seeing what you do this season.
Yeah, see you real soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, Coach. Take care. All right, there he goes. Carly.
Man, never really thought about what that would have been like. Like to be in a football game and step up into a hole to make a tackle on Walter Payton.
I know, dude.
Staring down
there. John Randall, I was going to tell him, like, yeah, you could tell that he was tough on TV.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. The dude would have cool, like, face paint stuff. I remember that. Yeah. John Randall.
He was a beast.
He was a warrior.
I don't think I ever thought about what it would have been like to try to tackle Walter Payton.
Walter Payton is like a deer, too, when he gets in the. Yeah. I mean, he just glides.
It was such a different
era. Imagine that being that physical and that fat. I mean, that's just that guy would leap over people.
That was before the helmet-to-helmet targeting crap. That was
was physical.
Like, you're going to take it. He'd
come down
me.
On you.
It's going to hurt. Like a ram. Promise. Yeah. Yep. He was a big dude.
I thought Jack was going to tell him about how you built Oaks Field back in 18.
with that hammer in the porch.
With the stone.
That's what drove the final spike in. That's what they put the lights in when they first started having night games there.
I remember we put the lights in. We could have night games now. Our first night game.
That's great. You know, you touched on it about the transfers and stuff, and there's been a lot. I've gotten to know, talk to one. We'll have a story on one tonight, actually. Okay. So keep track.
Here's the thing. I just wanted to get his insight from an old, like, because we've kept talking. Kind of the theme of the interview, old school, right? So,
and that's not for everybody, like, especially now. Like, there are kids that I didn't react well to that, but a lot of kids do.
Yep, it's all about it's same thing. You look at Huggins at WU. There's kids that hang in there, and they stick around for 4 years or 3 years or whatever it is, and they come back and talk about how great Huggins was. He's the greatest coach I've ever been around. And there's guys that just don't cut it, and they leave. Talented guys. Like, Issa Ahmad came in as a four-star.
And before we go, I'm not saying that's why anyone left. I talked to one of them, and you'll see it tonight, and I don't think that's why he left. But what I was getting at was eventually, he's going to get a system implemented up there, and I think he's going to be fine.
Sure.
They may struggle this year. They lost a lot. I mean,
quarterback is what I wanted to ask.
I mean, they lost. If you look at who they lost through transfers and graduation, it's a lot. But, he's the only guy that I know of, and however far around here, that can say, hey, you can come here and play for an NFL pro.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if I've got a kid who's pretty good at football – that attracts me a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, so this guy's actually been to the NFL and succeeded. He knows a little bit about it. Let's send him down there.
I think he made a great point of the recruiting aspect, standing out on a team. That does nothing but help you. If you're the best guy, it doesn't matter how many. And obviously, he also implemented good principles, or he stated great principles of playing for your team and, being there for your guys. But sticking through the system, taking the coaching, that's going to go a long way. I mean, we sound like old men when we talk about this, but we've all been in a life situation, whether it's our careers or whatever, where you have to go through the process and, stick it out or whatever, and then eventually you might reap the benefits unless you're in radio. But, it's kind of it's the same thing in life. And we've talked about so much, and it's corny, but sports can help you realize some of those hardships you're going to face later on in life as well.
Yeah, and maybe I'll do this. I just kind of thought of a good idea for a column in the fall, but if I were to list like the 12 Kanawha Valley schools, which is Putnam and Kanawha, in terms of who's the most intriguing, they may be number one. I mean, South Charleston is up there.
Yeah.
With him coming in there and a whole new, like we said, basically a whole new cast of characters in there, there'll be a team to watch, man. I don't know. I'm kind of excited to see what he does up there. It should be fun.
And also, we just had Chad Lovejoy on at Sistemville. He's going in his second year as the head coach. Had a tough first year, was kind of thrown on him, because Mark took that gig back in Ohio. But I'm interested to see what he does, too, in his second year. I like that guy a lot, too.
Yeah, and I really think, going back to the second show, I think Riverside's a sleeper.
Yeah.
I think they're a 500 ball club, maybe.
I mean,
not even a little bit better this year.
He's had a young team for how long now?
Yeah.
So he's got some upperclassmen. And he's been able to settle in, too, and get his things going there, too. And that's the thing I was going to mention, too, I think doesn't help things in the transfer situation. Basketball. Because basketball, a lot of those kids, they go on these camps, and they go to places, and they get to know each other and their friends, and they want to play with their friends. He mentioned that.
Yeah.
And I think these two-way guys, and a lot of them play basketball and football, I think that has to do with it, too. I think you want to go and
where you're winning, obviously, but then you got kids that you play with, you know, all summer long, and you're playing in these leagues. I think that has a lot to do with it, too, because that's always been a thing in basketball.
It's funny you brought that up, and that's probably a good place to go to break, because I know I've, for the last 2 days, seen a whole lot of basketball.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
And Jack saw some yesterday, too, and I don't know how much he watched, but I'm going to have, like, 11 stories on area basketball teams coming in the next couple of weeks, so we can talk about some shootout stuff if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, thanks to Carl Lee for coming on another successful Scoop and Score segment. We're going to do it all summer long, leaned up to the first kickoff of the football season.
Been a really good segment. Of coaches.
Yeah, it's been great.
I've enjoyed it.
A lot of really good stuff from the coaches. Getting an early kind of preview of some of the stuff that they got going on, especially when you got first-year coaches like Carl with South Charleston. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back here on the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Craig. Show with Ryan Pritt
talking about heroin overdoses.
Yeah, I know. Took a little break of talking about a little bit of everything.
If you think the show's all over the place, you should be here in the break.
Hey, speaking of, since we're gonna go a little random here before you talk some shootout stuff in basketball, I was on my way over here, and I've been asked this several times since I haven't been in mainstream terrestrial radio for, it's gonna be 3 months or so, I think, on Monday. And they always ask me, hey, do you miss radio? Do you miss radio? And sometimes I think about it. I'm like, yeah, you know, I did it for over a decade or whatever. But then I heard someone at a remote at a Speedway begging people to come down for their limited edition shirts. And I'm like, I don't think I miss radio
coffee.
I don't miss radio at all.
You meant the gas station.
Yeah, Speedway.
You meant like Ona. I'm like, dude, that sounds awesome. No, somebody send me out there.
Are you serious? They're not sending anybody there. Okay.
All right. We were on two different frequencies.
Yeah, so that, I heard that on the way over here, and I was like, thank God I'm not doing that anymore.
Speedway.
Come on down to the Speedway. They got half off hot dogs.
You go to the Speedway and cross lanes, your life is in jeopardy.
Yeah,
crossing the road there.
Scary? No.
Oh, at the Speedway.
I used to walk there at night as a kid when it was a rich station.
Yeah, I remember that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was
the River Run stop.
I've been
every time.
To, like, they talk about bad ones, like, up on the east end. I was up there when Duratio knocked power out to everywhere but the 7-Eleven on the east end, right?
Yeah.
I went up there at 1 o'clock in the morning to buy beer. It was the only place I could get it.
Oh,
I'd rather go back in there than go to Speedway and cross lanes.
Yeah, it's gotten bad.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. But anyway, I just thought I'd share.
We doo-dooed all over Speedway.
And radio.
But and radio.
It's just, you know, that's the part I don't miss. When they're like, hey, you're going to be in front of Bucky's Pizza Palace giving out stuff.
Well, you're on a diet, too, so that would be rough.
Yeah. So I don't miss it after that.
Yeah.
I was listening. So go ahead, Ryan, with the shootout stuff.
Yeah, I got to see some basketball the last couple of days. Probably saw somewhere between 30 and 50 high school boys basketball teams the last 2 days. And shout out to GW for the Patriot Invitational, and then to Brian England and Christian Watts and the guys at the Red and Black Athletic Club. The one at State yesterday, and it's still going today, with a coaches clinic, an officiating clinic. I was talking to some longtime coaches, and they were raving about this thing. So this thing's going to be good for a while. But
hey, we were even streaming it live, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, on video production.
And Jack made his appearance and probably grabbed some barbecue in the back.
I did not.
Didn't get
it? I came in and went back to the coach's clinic. Heard Dwayne Osborne speak for about an hour.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a good guy to listen to.
Team culture. And then spoke to a few people and got out of there.
Yeah, I asked Alan Osborne, who also spoke yesterday morning.
Yeah.
He was in a predicament. He's the only in-state high school coach speaking, and he's teaching about his defense. I mean, how much is he really wanting to teach here?
Right.
And I asked him, and he said, oh, hell, they already knew all of it. They didn't learn anything anyway. He was joking, of course, but everyone said his was really good.
I think they were all good.
Yeah,
they had a good lineup.
Yeah, I asked about his. I didn't. I mean, Brian Poor was in there. Brett Rector was in there.
I love Brian.
Brian Arrowood.
No, oh, yeah, Ryan was up there.
Okay. Jacob Gruce. And I talked to him and put him on record in a story that ran today. That was good. He was good to meet him.
I like how he said he wished he was in there because he kind of thinks opposite of what Alan does.
Yeah.
You know, like they get in there and argue about it.
Yeah.
He said, we're both right, but we're both wrong.
I mean, that part was cool. You know, the last couple of days and, you know, the coaching thing and all that's awesome, obviously, for those guys. But I've kind of just sat there and watched some games, man. And it was, I tell you, there's some guys that are popping out right now, you know, last year. And I'll have stories on, see, in the coming days. I'll have one on Hurricane tonight, if it gives you any clue as to who I was talking about earlier. I'll have Scott on Sunday, Logan on Tuesday, and then I'll still have stories on Catholic, Winfield, Polka, Nitro, and there's South Charleston, Herbert Hoover. So, I snagged. It's such cool. Those shootouts are so cool because you can just walk in and there's teams and players from everywhere. Like, for me, I go in and for 2 hours, I've got enough interview stuff to do 6 stories.
Yeah.
So, I saw
a lot. And everybody's a little more relaxed.
And everyone's relaxed. Yeah. No one, and coaches will be the first to tell you, we don't care if we win or lose. It's all about getting better. So, you know, if they get beat, it's fine. But, you know, a couple kids, you know, I've got to say, you know, last year in the state tournament, we were up there, remember?
Yeah.
I don't know if you stuck around or if you were there when Reese Carden from Scott hit the game winner against
that was
Logan.
That was later on. I left right before that.
Unbelievable. And he had like 28 in that game, and he's back. And I caught up with him yesterday and watched Scott play a little bit. And I'm telling you what. That kid is going to be a handful next year for everybody. And if you look at the team Logan's got back, Logan's got most of that team back. Mm-hmm. Scotty Browning's still there. Garrett Williamson's still there. They're going to run into each other a few times. I think that was the fourth time they played last year. Yep. And I'm going to tell you what, that's some must-see basketball when Scott and Logan get together next year.
Yep.
And, you know, the other kid from the Patriots shootout that really – really impressed me was Jay Allen Turner from Catholic. Mm-hmm. This kid was a really, really good player last year. And I think Catholic finished like 12 and 15. It's something like that, 10-15.
They had a lot of injuries, too.
Well, it's not just that, but if you looked at the schedule they played, they were playing quad A teams, and they're going to do that again this year. But that whole team's back. And Hunter Moles is a great coach. He was a kid that I knew would be a great coach when I interviewed him as a kid, you know, 8 years ago or whatever it was. And there's a lot of excitement in that camp about, and, you know, they're in Polka's section, and, you know, Polka Allen's not going to let that program fall apart by any means, but Catholic feels like they've got some people to remind this year. And I'm telling you, they beat South Charleston down there and they pushed GW to the final horn, and GW was fully stocked with everyone they had. And Jay Allen Turner was getting to the rack and scoring, and it didn't really matter who was on him. He was hitting threes, and if he plays like he's scary. That kid's going to be, and he's got 2 years left.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Catholic because, you know, I've talked about covering them, and when McClanahan was there, and, you know, they always had some great squads there.
There's a lot of interesting storylines there. You know, Nitro lost its entire starting five, but the kids they have now, it's like, you know, they were all guards last year and all shooters other than Trevor Lowe, but now they're all like 6'5" lengthy long kids. Now they don't have experience
growing up,
but it's a different team that this team is going to put out there this year, and I think that's going to be fun to watch. And we talked to Carl Lee. Josh Daniels facing the same problem. I mean, there's the kids that Carl Lee lost are the same kids that Josh Daniels doesn't have, and all of a sudden Bryson Smith is the only returning starter at South Charleston.
He's got Christian Goble coming back as well.
Right, so. I think he had a handful of starts, but he mostly came off. He's a good player too, but I talked to Bryson 2 days ago.
And he's a player.
And both of those kids are, and you wonder, you know, Josh is a great coach. How do they kind of respond and rebound to losing some kids that they didn't think? Because if you look at it and they'd have got everyone back, that team's like you know, probably a preseason favorite to win it all, like one of them, you know. So how do they recover? You know, Hoover was up there. They lose Devin Hatfield. They still got Dane Hatfield. He wasn't there. He was playing football. But people forget about Eli Robertson, who actually led them in scoring last year. Good player. He was there. He lit it up. They lost to Hedgesville, who came all the way down to GW, by the way.
Nice.
So, you know, got to see some – got to see Logan and Shady Spring at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. I mean, that's
– And today you got – That's good stuff. You got Fairmont Senior.
Yeah, Fairmont Senior. South Charleston will be there, back South over Charleston, there. Yeah, Sissonville Buffalo Catholics back over there today. So. It's a great, great basketball over the last few days. And, you know, you know me well enough to know I'm not the hugest basketball guy. But at the high school level, it's probably my favorite to watch, you know, because these kids are just going at it. And – It was kind of nice getting a couple of days of basketball in the middle of June and July here. It was a good little refresher and good to catch up with everybody. And, yeah, man, found out that Logan coach Zach Green's a big smallmouth fisher.
Oh, he's
got a
he's
place.
A good dude. I like
got
it,
a place on the Greenbrier River, and I told him, you know, he can come up and catfish with me. I'll go down and smallmouth fish with him, and we're going to make plans to do that, I think. So that'll be fun.
I like him a lot.
Probably be some Bigfoot down there, too.
Yeah, some big. Is it big feet or is it big foot?
Yeah, what's the plural?
I asked my wife that the other day because it's Bigfoots. Yeah.
What's the difference between a Yeti and a Bigfoot?
None.
Yeti is
just where you're at.
Yeah, it's location.
Okay. Yeah, like Sasquatch.
You guys are the experts. I yield to you guys.
I mean, that's going to be our next podcast. Jack and I are doing a Bigfoot podcast.
I'll let Wade. I'll sub out Wade. Wade's got way more Bigfoot knowledge than me.
Why didn't you dash to get the Bigfoot call, remember? On the text, I think he missed it. I was like, that'd be awesome to get one of those. We need to get one on the hotkey. Just randomly hit it.
Get you a Susie biscuit.
I mean, close enough.
I love it.
You just need to keep pumping that into Brandon's headphones, like subtly. He's just going to be thinking about subliminal messaging.
So we're going to go get some fireworks today because I always
do a
firework thing, and I'm going to take some over to
the sisters. Independence Day coming up?
Yeah. So
I need to do that. One thing from yesterday we haven't touched on, the regatta yesterday was apparently popping.
Yeah, it's not every day you get Everclear in town. So
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going there.
You think it'll be like that every night?
This is where I was headed.
I'm happy people were there.
Yeah.
But I was also angry.
Come on.
Yeah. Me too, dude. Yes.
Like, look. I'm super excited that Regatta's back. I'm not going to get the go because I'm cleaning up for a party that Brandon's blowing off, but I think Jack's coming too.
Come on.
And to see people up there and having everyone who was there I've talked to says, great time. And I'm so pleased, so happy for Charleston.
Were they having fun? Because have you seen the videos?
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
I'm talking about not the concert. I'm just everyone being there.
No, I'm talking about the people in the crowd too.
Oh, I can only imagine.
They were just standing there.
The crowd was huge, first of all.
Everclear must have been just ecstatic with the reactions.
And look, I'm as big a fan as their two songs as anyone, because that was in my heyday, you know. I was like 16, 17, 18 when Everclear was
the Mad at Dad's
out or whatever. But for the people that are acting like the Beatles showed up, it's like, guys, dude, Everclear and Fastball is like Fastball with their one song that sucked 25 years ago, much less now. I'm glad everyone had a great time. It's a rocky. I'm trying to walk. Like, it's great that you like. If I hadn't had anything to do last night, I would have went 100%.
Yeah, I mean, no,
but I'm certainly not filming because the whole show. Yeah.
I mean, you think that big crowd was because it was the first day of the event?
And I don't hate Everclear. Don't get me wrong.
I hate the Regatta slogan. I want to say that right now. I don't know. Everybody keeps putting. I don't like
that's
it.
Fine. I mean, that's been around for years.
I know that.
I just, you know, if I go to see Everclear, like, that's cool. I don't mind Everclear. That's a cool party band. Like, let's go. But I'm not going to be, like, fighting people to get into the front row to take videos of them.
That crowd, too.
I hope I expressed that. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. I would have, too. But
yeah, whatever. We're not trying to save anybody's
feelings
on
the show. Mick Jagger wasn't on stage last night. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the city, you know, the regatta and all that stuff. It's just some of the videos I saw, too, where he was turning the mic to the crowd to try to sing, and it was, like, quiet.
And I was like, wow,
you guys are really feeling it.
It looked like a huge crowd, though. There had to be. Were you up there yesterday?
It's just because
I was up there yesterday
day.
Morning, but not for the regatta.
First day of the regatta. Here's the thing I'll say. It's the funny part about this state a lot of times is that we ask for stuff to come here and we're excited at first.
Yeah.
And then we're like,
kind of like the Greenbrier Classic.
And then it
remember when people showed up at that the right. first couple of years?
Yeah. It's always that way. You always hear everybody bitching and moaning here. Oh, I wish we had one of those. I wish we had this. And then they're like, oh, look, it's really popping off. And then as it continues, it just becomes old news. And then eventually, so I hope that doesn't happen to the regatta. I hope they stay packed up there for the vendors' sake and just the economy and all that stuff up there in the city of Charleston. I mean,
it looks like they got a little bit of something for everybody.
It does. I think they've done a great job with it.
3-on-3 basketball tournament today.
We got some and skateboard, for them, BMX.
For them to get
there's
ever.
A carnival up there now.
Yeah.
I think the original regatta didn't have that.
Yep. No, it didn't.
So, you know, and that'll be a draw.
A kid's zone. You know, and there's, hey, getting Everclear on the street on a Thursday night, it's cool, man. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm just like, you know, let's put it.
You don't have to say that. Just say how, on this show, you say how you feel.
I did. There you go. I would have went up there, honest to God, if I was off last night, which I don't get days
Rick
off.
Springfield, though, coming up.
Not going to Rick Springfield. There's no chance.
The spinners and the four tops tonight.
Yeah. Thoroughbred had dad.
I'm going to tell you what right now, though.
Martina McBride
hits
gone.
The high note in Independence Day. That place is coming down.
I was just about to say, you thought the crowd was big last night. There's going to be people standing on people's shoulders, just packed on top of each other.
Well, here's an admission. I like Martina McBride.
No, that's what I'm saying. I like him, and this is her demo.
Yeah.
So they're going to be, I mean.
She's talented. I would rather see Martina McBride than Everclear. There's my hot take.
Absolutely.
Battle of the Bands at noon.
It's not even close.
So you guys can. No, we're missing it. Sorry.
Yeah.
What event should we? That's another thing. I brought that up on the show. Every event, for some reason, has to have a battle of the bands, and I'm just like,
I mean, that's fun though. It's at noon.
It's
you know?
A Charleston
it's cool.
Ghost
it's something
Walk
to do. Tour. That I'm interested in. Though.
What is it?
A Charleston Ghost Tour.
That's cool. I didn't know they're doing that.
6:30.
That's cool.
You think they'd do it after dark?
Yeah.
Who's afraid of the ghost in the daylight?
Me.
Okay.
It's
just depends
where
we're at.
It's the only time they come out. Is that nice?
No, I'm not here to bash. I think it's great. It's back. I give everyone credit for making it happen. Like Jack said, there's something for everyone. Any event they want to throw in there is awesome. It's better than what we used to have. Like you said, all we do is bitch and complain about how there's nothing to do here. All of it's awesome.
Yeah.
Just please don't act like Everclear was like seeing the Beach Boys.
That's all I'm saying. You know, they should have taken the Powers old mascot at that event and then beat him with ball bats.
Chuck.
They should have took him just like a pinata and everybody just gets to beat him with a bat. That's an event I'd show up for.
Who was it that we were trying to get you in a celebrity boxing match with?
The guy over at Voice.
Where?
V-O-M.
Oh, yeah. That's what we should have set up.
Yeah.
Brandon Lowe versus whoever
boxing
the
ring
that
up
guy
there.
Is.
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name.
I'm not either. I'm not even going to say his pod. So,
if
you're going up to the regatta this weekend, enjoy. I have
is that time. Challenge still out there? Just in case.
I mean.
Because I know you're getting in shape.
Jay Flo's training now.
Jay Flo's going to be on the podcast, so we'll have to tell him about it.
You're incorporating
the heavy bag.
Yeah, all you need is a punching bag, man. You want to lose some weight. There you go. Get in training shape.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Got to get the cardio going again, though. Yeah. So you said you kind of dropped the ball. And how long has it been since you've done cardio?
Just 2 days.
Oh, that's not bad.
I did some laps in the pool yesterday, though.
Just remember, guys, when you guys are taking days off, someone isn't.
I know. I have to put up those.
Take days off.
I have to put up those motivational images on our sports complex Facebook.
If you need me to take a picture of my shirt off and give it to both of you, so you can like put it on your fridge and just remember that every day.
I'm going to do the show shirtless July 15th.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it without my shirt.
That's not happening.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Is that just too? Is that just why? Is that just going to get you too excited or something?
No, we don't need to do that. Let's try to keep things.
Family friendly.
You can wear one of your four t-shirts at least. Come on, man.
I'll try.
How about you wear like a belly shirt?
I'll do that.
Like we used to in football. You had the half shirts.
Let's just wear shirts.
I think I got a few downstairs. Some old South Charleston half shirts that we.
Please don't encourage us, Jack. I'm asking you not to do this.
No, this is on now.
No.
Now I've got ideas.
You can let Wade co-host that day. I'm out. Not doing
Wade
that.
Wade did great.
I know he did. Wade's a threat to my job.
That was an audition.
It's a mutiny. Kidding. I know. Hey, I've got nothing for Wade. If I lose to him, I lost to the better man, you know.
I don't know how we're going to pay him. We're getting paid too much.
I brought him some Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, that was his pay. Oh,
yeah, Jack moved the apple pie down to your end. Knowing that
I was just trying to get a taker here.
Yeah, he didn't get
like
a bite.
Apple pie.
I don't either.
Heat that thing up, man. It's nice.
If it was a cherry pie, you'd be way closer to getting me than that.
59 grams of carbs, by the way.
That's a question for a coach. What's your favorite pie?
Cherry,
what's your favorite
apple.
Pie?
My favorite pie?
Key lime is very good.
Key lime is good. I like cheesecake. Is that a? I mean, is that a pie?
That's I guess. A, is that a pie though?
I guess it is.
It's called a cheesecake, but it's a pie
category.
Crust.
Yeah.
Okay, if it counts. It's
I mean, if you're slicing it up and and you're dividing
it's
it up,
a pie.
And,
okay, cheesecake's a pie. That changes the game.
Cake or pie? I guess. It's,
cheesecake's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
It deals. You ever had theirs?
A long time ago.
Yeah, deals is.
I haven't been to Deals in a long time because
you go down there and get you a coffee.
I can't take out a bank loan to eat down there.
And a slice of
is it expensive?
Yeah,
I haven't been there forever. Pretty good.
I mean, I don't know if it's quite B Dub's expensive, but it's,
no.
I went to B Dub's.
What's not expensive right now?
That's a good point.
That's true.
You know what? That's a great point, and that's a very good way to put it. So
I used to love the what is it, the not the graham cracker, but the I forget what that pie is at Bob Evans.
Notice that it's just devolved.
Oh, banana cream.
Yeah,
that was good.
Notice it's just devolved into three hungry dudes talking about pie. Everyone at home is like, what the hell am I listening to?
We started out so well.
Yeah, it's just devolved into all of us wishing we could eat
something.
So,
Brandon, you've been weighing yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so where are you at?
I'm not going to disclose that.
Well, I'm not weighing myself at all, so it doesn't matter to me.
I haven't weighed this week.
Did a midway weigh-in when he says we're supposed to weigh in at the last
I figured if we were going to be fair about it, all three of us might as well weigh in together. That's all I was saying.
We'll wait.
Fair.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I've lost a couple pounds. I'm not going to say.
Like two?
How many? No, more than that.
Four?
Then it'd be a few.
No.
Couples,
yeah,
two.
Oh, yeah, a few. That's what I meant. Yeah, not a couple.
So I was doing the math. Like, you have to lose three for every one of my two, pretty much.
Why?
Because that's the percentage. That's where the percentage comes in. It's not total weight loss. It's percentage.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't even know how the percentage works.
Well, like yours, like if you lose 2.9.
I gave you the percentage last week when you told me the weight that you lost.
Yeah, if you lost 2.9 pounds, that would be like 1% of your body weight, right? Because he was,
yeah.
So for me, it would be 2.2. So basically, for every 2.2 pounds that I lose, you have to lose 2.9. And Jack has to lose 2.5-ish.
You're about a half a pound, a little over half a pound.
Yeah. Oh, okay. More. So no matter what, Ryan's going to win this. This is not how we're doing
this.
This
was discussed long before this started.
This is what
don't come at me like I'm cheating. Happen. This is what we agreed to.
I mean, we're not the ones that came up with
the
stomach virus.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that too.
There we go. Yeah.
I mean, you quit doing cardio for 2 days. It really doesn't matter anyway.
All right.
Back on the pops.
Keep drinking those Miller Lights, buddy.
So,
drinking that zero calorie vodka over here with a little bit of water, a little bit of zero calorie Mio.
I got the botanical or whatever it is, vodka, Kettle One.
Nice.
That I drink. I haven't been drinking a ton of beer, just a little bit.
I've drank nothing. But one. Really.
Honestly, I'm happy to be eating healthier
for That's 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Except for one time.
Coffee. I haven't had any coffee in a while, though. I drink this 5-calorie diet citrus green tea. About it.
Yeah, well, whatever. But I'm just glad to be eating healthier.
You jerk a table over there, man.
So did you not know the rules?
Yes, I knew the rules.
Okay.
I just didn't know the math played out in your favor.
Well, I weigh less, so the percentage. I mean, I couldn't challenge you on total poundage. You have 70 pounds on me. It'd be an unfair advantage for you.
No, not the pounds, but I thought even percentage is the same, isn't it? Why wouldn't it be different?
Because if I lose 5 pounds, it's a different percentage of my body weight than it is yours.
I gotcha. Okay.
Because it's easier to lose weight. The more weight you start with, the more weight you can lose.
Yeah.
So if I came in here on a total poundage, I would have no chance.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't.
Right. So.
All right.
I'm glad we could figure out the rules halfway through the contest, guys.
No, I was trying to understand the percentage, but I get it now.
Yeah. So.
I understand.
If anyone out there is still listening, thank you. Jack, you can just cut off the last 20 minutes of this damn thing if you want to. Just us talking about pie and figuring out numbers, which is never a good thing for any of the three of us, I don't feel like.
Pie and math.
Yeah, pie and math. If you came for pie and math, you were in the right place.
I absolutely could care less. I just want to – we come on the show, we do what we want.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
There you go.
I've got new pants.
You got new pants?
Yeah.
I got
nice. Old pants, but
I gotta buy new. I gotta buy a new belt today. This belt is no longer holding my pants.
I don't have to buy new clothes because all of mine, because I'm fat, have elastic waist. So I don't have to.
Yeah.
Like even the shorts I wear, I get those ones from Walmart where you can, where they bend. So you don't have to lose weight.
That's a good point.
All right. How you do it?
I gotta wear. Yeah, I can't do that. I gotta wear some. I like to.
Go I can't do a belt.
I gotta get on the go. You don't wear a belt ever. Do you wear jeans ever?
Yeah.
Then how do you? You don't wear a belt with them.
It just depends.
Like I can't. Well, then
if
again,
if I'm going to like you know something,
we talked about the fact that it's like I'm built like a frog. I have to wear a belt with everything because there's no ass there to hold my pants up. If yeah. I don't, it's like belt hanging on for dear life is all it is.
Yeah, I just never wore belts.
Yeah, so I got to get a new one today. I've come out of or either that or I guess I already had drilled a new hole in these with an electric drill. I could probably do that again, too.
Leather belt.
Going that way, yeah. Just keep drilling new holes. But we're there. It's a good sign.
Are we back Monday?
I don't know why you're mad.
Huh?
You seem mad.
I'm not mad.
What's Are we back Monday? Hey, Monday. What's the schedule?
You're gonna be nothing left. You're just gonna be nothing at Brian when he comes back.
It's gonna be just in time for the beach too. I get to go straight from here and leave for the beach the next day.
David Hasselhoff running down the beach.
Yeah. But the cool part is, like, I've inspired others in my house. Like Kelsey's working out every day now. She's got Malia out there inspiring
people. Now he's an inspiration.
I am. You know,
I've heard people say, "Man, I wish I'd have got on that contest."
I mean, I quit smoking. She quit smoking 2 months after me, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I didn't know
our entire house is getting healthy.
That's what it's all about.
That's it, man.
Well, that's what
changing lives for the better. Like, I don't even care if I lose the one of you all. I think that's great.
Well, that's what I told the wife. I told her,
I mean, I won't, but it's cool if I do.
I was like, I don't care if I lose this thing, which I probably will, but I'm just happy. I mean, I can't believe I'm eating healthy. Like, I look at my FitnessPal app, and I'm like, look at what I've eaten today.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
Carrots and hummus while watching a movie last night. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I've been eating carrots, hummus, a lot of celery, apples, pear.
A lot of fruit for me.
Yeah.
Veggies are hard for me.
Grape tomatoes. Those are good because I like tomatoes.
Yeah.
I'll dip those in hummus.
Yeah, that is good. I like tomatoes.
Chicken.
Jack's just sitting over listening, taking notes. What have you been eating?
Salmon.
Pies, cakes.
Susie biscuit.
Biscuits. Yeah.
Get you a Susie biscuit.
No, yeah, so.
I'm not telling my secrets.
No, that's fine. I don't have any secrets.
I don't care.
I don't think there are no secrets when it comes to weight loss.
I don't count calories or anything.
I don't either. I just, every day, I try to make the best decision that I can at that particular moment. Yeah. Like yesterday,
I think everything that I eat is pretty balanced.
Yeah.
And I have cut down on portions.
Yeah, me too.
That's the main thing too.
I've got to have a balance or my energy level goes down.
Like I ate 8 wings of B-dubs instead of 16 the other night.
It's crazy cuz I always get the 6. I never get even when we're dieting.
They got fat wings. They cost a lot. They're big. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
They're huge.
I get the steroids they put in their chicken.
Yeah, probably.
But but
you should gain weight right there.
Yeah, yeah, well, I
as long as you're not eating it with fries or any of that.
Yeah,
you're good.
See, I'm gonna. That's where we're going today. We haven't eaten out since the Asian place that we went to, the steakhouse place.
Ben, you know what I've been eating a lot for lunch, and I know this is going really long, but you guys will be shocked. Like 3 times a week, I eat sushi.
Yeah, you said you had it for lunch.
Turn me
that one
all
day.
The way around on it. It's basically just like a little tiny bit of rice, seaweed, fish, and cucumber. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
And it's easy because over here at the best Kroger's on planet Earth, where I now shop religiously, you can get them in that section. They've already got them pre-made. So, like, when I'm busy, like, because as soon as I leave here, I'm writing stories. I'm doing stuff.
Yeah, you just can just grab them and eat them.
Walk by the fridge, take one, pop it, you know, and then just keep doing your stuff. And by the time you eat 4 or 5 pieces of sushi, I'm usually pretty good until dinner.
Yeah.
It's a good little.
Yeah, it's not bad for you.
I owe that one to Malia, you know?
Yeah.
Turn
it's good to
around.
See you going, going the sushi way there.
I like it. I like it a lot better than I ever thought I would. So here we are. A punishment had a happy ending.
And it's
who could
not
have ever
really
thought?
Raw fish. It's just.
No, some of it.
It's some. I mean,
but that, like a California roll is not
it's cooked
one.
Different.
That doesn't bother me because I like the whole ahi tuna steak yeah. stuff where it's like rare on the end. Yeah. I love that. So
yeah,
my steaks
good.
Are my steaks.
Get the
are
tuna
bloody.
Bites over here at Fireside.
Oh my God, how good are they, dude?
Yeah, dude, Fireside's yeah. rocking up.
Yeah, I had a salad over there a couple weeks ago.
They got great salads.
No, I went with the Southwest salad. Mm-hmm. A little carbier, probably not as good for you, but hey, it's better than eating.
Have you seen the salads, pre-made salads at Kroger over here?
I have. They're expensive, though. Yeah. $8. I'm like, God, I'll just buy a head of romaine and do this myself.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's something good if you're, like, on the
Yeah. I'm because
you're
going to
pay that, you know, in your driver. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I bought one or two for Kelsey. See, she's in a much – she works an actual job. Like, she's at her office from 8 to 5, so she has, like, a lunch, you know?
Yeah.
Me, I'm just, like, write a story, walk around the house, eat some, write a story, go mow grass, write a story, you know? So I'm kind of in a little bit easier spot when it comes to that, so.
Did I tell you that I cut grass and monitored myself?
Yeah, yeah.
You the calories.
How much
you
did
sent
you,
the, what, you sent the thing.
Were you push mowing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. That's all I do. Here, at your house?
Yeah, you just here at my house.
Okay. I haven't seen the yard you're working
in. I haven't seen the backyard.
Yeah. How big is it?
We'll
is it a hill?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, okay.
600 some calories.
Oh, yeah, it's flat back there.
I tell you, I have an elliptical in my house.
Yeah, I have a treadmill.
You burn 1,000 calories in 20 minutes on that thing. It's unreal, but it sucks a lot. It is good on your joints. I want to monitor my – what do you have the watch, though. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, dude, you can do it on your iPhone. Just carry your iPhone around.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't do what he
does.
It
doesn't monitor
heart rate calories and all that.
If you go into the health data, it does.
It monitors distance.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to have that when I have to weed eat my bank. And I'll show you what I'm talking about when if and when you come Sunday. I got to do that today or tomorrow. But, God. It's like I have to wear golf spikes. Like, I got 1 foot, like, up here. And I'm like.
On the riverbank?
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. It probably takes me about 3 hours.
It's like waist high right now, pretty much.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't look bad because it's a bank, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm old. If my grass and yard is
all right, I'll help you. Yeah, we'll burn calories together,
dude. It takes me 3 hours to weed eat my house if I do all of it.
Yeah,
so
all right,
anything I'm sure else? Everyone else was riveted. Thank you for staying through all
this. Felt good talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we back Monday?
No,
okay,
we're not. No, we're it's off Tuesday. Tuesday. Can you do Tuesday?
If you try. Want,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's do Tuesday. Because I think that's how I originally had it written on that list that I sent you guys. Okay. You now have to send me back.
That's fine.
If you don't want to, we don't have to.
No, we can do it Tuesday. That's fine. We'll come back from the 4th. That's good.
Yeah.
So we'll be back on Tuesday. Normally do this Mondays and Fridays, 4 p.m. on our Facebook page, Video Productions, Across the Board, HD Media Sports. Check out YouTube as well. Follow our page on Twitter at BLR Pod. And, yeah, we'll be back on Tuesday. And then next Friday, confirm we'll have Phil Steele. He has the college football big preview magazine he puts out across the country, former ESPN insider. He's just all over the board. He's a big media dude. So we'll have him on Friday's show. That's the 8th at noon. We'll have him on.
A couple new coaches, too.
And a couple new coaches. We'll continue our scoop and score segment. Thanks to Carl Lee for coming on today. Yep. And letting us know what he's dealing with over there at South Charleston, and he's got his plate full. He's definitely ready to go, though. It sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Back on Tuesday, July 5th. This is the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pritt.
Thanks, guys.